Welcome to our podcast channel, Banking on Value Exchange. Today we have Clinton Abbott, Senior Vice President, Product Management at Suntech, and Divya VS, who's Senior Architect of our Revenue Management product at Suntech. I reckon this is going to be an interesting conversation because we've got Divya, who comes more from the technical point of view, and we've got Clinton, who's also got a keen interest in business and therefore will bring us the business point of view in dealing with this very interesting topic of dynamic segmentation and what it means specifically to financial institutions. It's a term that is familiar to us all along. Customer segmentation is something that we've known for years. Every good business segments their customers because they want to address them specifically with offerings and with certain propositions. And what we've seen today in this digital age is that even as businesses go on and data is being collected, the moot point is that, is data really being leveraged for the use of the business? Typically, customer segmentation has entailed segregating customers on various parameters. It could be age, it could be income levels, gender, location, value of assets, it could be anything. However, this method is now becoming obsolete because segmenting customers and keeping them in those brackets for a long time sometimes could be counterproductive to the business. We've seen this during the pandemic as an example, where income levels with some individuals actually dropped, but their tier and classification in the segment remained the same because there was no application of dynamic segmentation. So as customers on one side are demanding more hyper-personalization and wanting to be really treated as a segment of one to the bank, I think it's in the interest of the banks also to essentially look at things from their perspective, because ultimately they could well be losing money, if anything else, by keeping customers in a segment that they're serving without the customer meeting the commitment. So my first question really is to you, Divya, on the revenue management side. What really do you think is the primary challenge that banks are facing today, especially what's really preventing them, because in their ability to be data-driven in their business decisions? And really, how can technology make banks more proactively data-driven rather than just reactively driven?
Thank you, Peter, for this question, which perfectly sets the context for dynamic segmentation. Well, out of the multiple challenges, I would like to focus on two key challenge areas where banks are looking for a data-driven solution. First is the challenge to have real connect or data-driven connect with the customers. We see that most banks internally operate in silos. The different lines of business within banks have their own targets and touch points. They operate with fragmented data pertaining to the customer's relationship with their products. So the outcome is that the strategies made out of this fragmented data has driven banks to be more product-centric or service-centric. They are not understanding the customer holistically. And in turn, customers end up feeling irrelevant with the products and services offered to them. See, in this current market, customers need tailored solution which would help them achieve their financial goals. If they don't get this from their banks, they would switch over to other banks, which would give them their solutions. See, we must remember, digitization has made banking hassle-free. So for customers, switching over of banks is not a big deal now. So to make banking meaningful for a customer, banks should understand the customer. True understanding of a customer can be obtained only if the customer-bank relationship is viewed in 360 degrees. Enterprise-wide data has to be assessed to know the customer, and meaningful products and offerings should be rolled out to them. With the onset of inevitable digitization of banks, any data of the customer is available, accessible with the banks. The data is there. What banks are looking for is tech solutions which can leverage this data in helping them understand their customers as individuals. So this is one of the challenges which banks are really facing and looking for a solution. And the other challenge is that the changes in market dynamics are faster than the ability of banks to change their strategies. Market is moving fast, so is the customer behavior. Where the customer stands today would be very different from where he was at the time of opening an account. His potential risk, his risks, his profitability, everything is changing very fast. To match this speed, banks need a solution which can reflect the current position of the customer real time or near real time and give timely indications to the bank to reassess the customer's offering. So to sum up, these are the challenges. If the solutions for these are given, I think data-driven solution for banks is with them.
So Clinton, Divya makes this very important point. The fact that banks have to be customer-centric. They can't avoid that if they want to retain their customers and grow their business. So from a technological point of view and a capability that banks need to bring in into their business, how will dynamic segmentation be this key lever that will enable them to retain customers better and service them even far more better?
All right, thanks, Pete. That's what makes it so exciting for us. I mean, definitely fragmented data and siloed data is a nightmare to organizations. And exactly as Divya pointed out, the true voice of customer and customer value propositions are clouded due to lethargic manual processes. Fragmented data, constantly evolving market risks, and the banks are suffering with strategies to respond to all of these drivers and influences. I speak to this personally as I come from a traditional banking environment, and working with over 20 banks in my career, I found that 99% of the cases of what we're speaking about actually happens. You know, segmentation of customers are manual, and it's not something that is done automated through the process because of just the amount of data that's involved. When looking at outbound offers or recommendations to customers, you know, many times this is such a tedious task that many times the banks just don't focus on it or will just delay it and leave the customers in that segment from where they'd originally arrived in. The problem is compounded when in most organizations, services or offerings are more aligned to segment and product-centric operations than true customer-centric organizations. Now, many of these organizations do believe that they're customer-centric, but when you start looking at it, not all services are tailor-made to a customer offering. They are lumped together in product silos or product offerings. And that kind of gives you the idea where we talk about product-centric organizations. We as Suntech take this very seriously, and we take it to an extreme level where we see personalization and being able to deliver to the customer hyper-personalized offers. And our offers, in our view, is not just the product, but it's a combination of product, service, capability, and everything comes together. And be able to really drive that as a focus to a single customer or a segment of one. Let me unpack this a little bit. When we look at what happened with COVID, COVID taught us some really hard lessons in the banking component. At the epicenter of COVID, the central banks were scrambling to assist citizens in financial distress or in financial turmoil. Most central banks put into place either reduced fees or loan protection packages and looked at zero-rising pricing across many of the items, be it interest pricing or even transaction pricing. And most banks, if not all banks, were not geared to be able to deal with something like this. At the time, I actually wasn't working for Suntech. I was working in the banking environment. And I saw firsthand where one bank that was utilizing the Suntech offering compared to another bank that was in the exact same market, the one bank was able to respond very quickly and real time to the changes in their portfolio and actually had an overall view of what the impact would have. And that was because of the utilization of the Suntech product. The other one had absolute chaos and threw the entire portfolio into disarray. Their segmentation and rules for segmentation were so hard-coded into the solution that they could not deliver to the expectation of the central bank and be able to help that true person in need. And this was due to the data being fragmented, product siloed, and not having a true reflection of the customer in that segment. Now, there was zero-rising pricing on a product-centric organization. So you're looking at zero-rising pricing on a savings account in a blue segment, when in actual fact, you were zero-rising the pricing for a high-net-worth individual that was utilizing a product in the savings segment and was in the blue segment. So you think that you're actually helping that low income segment, you're actually zero-rising the pricing for a high net worth customer that could actually still enjoy that benefit. At the same time, you're busy dealing with trying to manage customers that were sitting in other portfolios that had lost their livelihoods and jobs. So people that were sitting in gold segments and losing their livelihoods or losing their jobs and being able to respond to that, the banks just couldn't help those customers. They were literally having to deal on a case-by-case basis. So why is this important? Well, if you look at the true life cycle, how banks look at it, they look at the what we call term the cradle to grave. Now, cradle to grave looks at literally how do you start off with a baby, student, you know, first-time account, being able to actually open up that account for that customer and then deal with them up until the age of 18 or 21, depending on how it works. Then you would actually switch that customer across into a blue segment and then move from blue, silver, gold, platinum. Now, each of the banks term these things differently, but they pretty much work on the same basis. So blue, silver, gold, platinum, you get to retirement, which is maybe known as consolidator, and that's the grave. That's where the person is coming close to death, should have a will and testament in place, and be able to have all of the benefits for tax at estate closure. However, they never consider things like COVID. So having a customer that today is sitting in the golden segment is being managed in the gold segment and loses his entire livelihood, loses his job overnight. Now, how do you respond to that customer? And many times the banks would respond by saying, but credit would deal with it. Credit would look at it when the customer comes to open up a loan. Not considering the services that that customer might be in dire need of, because theoretically he's not in the gold segment anymore. He's actually in a low income segment because he has lost his job. So how do the banks need to respond to that? So looking at where risk used to be priced at an arm's length perspective, looking at risk as a department of people that sits in a corner somewhere and figures out what is the market risk, the management risks that product has to consider before they take a product to market, all of those considerations, those have shifted into the front office. Those have literally come to where you originate the customer and being able to give that customer a proper service or product offering to be able to go to market with. In that point, you need to consider, where was the customer yesterday? Where is the customer today? And where do you see the customer in the future? And be able to tailor make that value proposition to be able to take the services and products and wrap that in a hyper-personalized solution that can be parameterized either by time, changes in risk, increase or decrease, or any other influence indicators, be it any other points that the bank wanted to put into. And banks are starting to wake up to this. Through the internal risk drivers, their market risk expectations, being able to say, how do I respond real time, not just to that origination component, but holistically to my portfolio. And they see it as COVID wasn't just a black swan event. In the lives of these banks that we've worked with, it was seen as a flock of black swans that had flown in and landed all at once. There are so many lessons that have been learned from that tragedy. And in our view, it has also shifted the focus of organizations that we've worked with on how to have a better holistic view of their segment, their product, and trusted data that truly reflects the needs and expectations of these customers. That is why we welcome our partners to reach out and learn with us how to protect and extend and manage our portfolios with greater accuracy, while at the same time ensure that the segment of one can be provided to the customer in a tailored-made offering, services and products, and rolled up into the segmentation that does not impact or impede legacy systems and solutions.
Great. So Divya, to conclude, if you had to deliver a message to the head of the business in a bank about the imperative need for this whole dynamic segmentation, what would your message be to them?
Well, in this post-COVID world of digital banking, both customers and bankers are treading through many challenges. One message I would give is, banking should not be just transactional. It should also have an emotional connect with its customers. And for this connect to happen, banks need to understand the customer. Banks should be the financial partners, not just financial service providers. In the same breath, banks need to protect their revenue and their profitability too. So go for solutions which would leverage your data to segment customers in both customer profitability perspective and bank's profitability perspective. And data-driven dynamic segmentation in banking has the solution to it.
That's nicely put, Divya. Understand the customer. If you don't understand the customer, then your business is built on shaky ground. Thank you both for your valuable insights, and thank you everyone for listening. And stay tuned to our upcoming episodes on banking on Value Exchange. This is your host, Peter York, signing off.